Dear Mom and Dad, everything is so weird here. Not really what I expected. My neighborhood is pretty nice, actually, but primitive. I think the food is going to take some getting used to, but my house is pretty nice. I met a guy in emergency medicine who was showing me the ropes, so hopefully I'll get plugged in more quickly than if I'd been hanging out with another newbie like me. He seems like he's got things figured out. As you write to your parents and friends back home, consider that your words may be their only window into the local culture. The vivid images in your mind after your initial experiences will of necessity be simplistic and incomplete. If you paint an overly romantic picture of less industrialized cultures, readers may only see them as picturesque or rustic. If you only say negative or critical things to people back home, they will not be able to fill out the story with the wealth of positive experiences that you haven't described to them. Be careful not to evoke the noble savage, or to tell stories of poverty and despair without the accompanying hope, beauty, playfulness, and fun that people experience in every part of the world. It's difficult to realize how limited a picture we paint in emails and brief phone calls, and this is especially true when the things that seem most vivid to us are often those that frustrate or trouble us the most and are likely to be at the forefront of our mind. Now, back in Africa, what do you think of your new friend? It's reassuring to meet someone who already knows how things work at your site, right? He's been in Tanzania for 5 weeks already, so he must know about the cultural differences in Tanzania. He can tell you how you have to act in the hospital, at restaurants, at other places, right? But be careful. A few weeks of experience don't make someone an expert, even though he may seem to know so much more than you do. His understanding of this place is still almost as incomplete as yours, and his impressions of the people may differ dramatically from your impressions once you've spent some time there. People with greater experience have useful insights, to be sure, but keep an open mind about what you'll see as you explore and live amongst the people yourself.